Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst, and as always, we're going to take you through some of the key macroeconomic events scheduled on the calendar this week, which could move markets. As always, have to have a quick look back on what happened last week, and we had a quieter week across most of financial products. Probably bond markets were really in focus the most, but for foreign exchange and across the commodities, we're still trading in relatively familiar ranges. Probably dollar yen was the biggest mover across the FX world. But looking at the week ahead, there is the possibility of some decent moves. We've got a lot of central bank updates, got a couple of holidays thrown in there, which could thin liquidity, and some good, strong tier one data, including inflation data across the jurisdictions, probably highlighted by core PCE index numbers in the US. Without any further ado, I'll do my usual and run us through sort of on a day-by-day basis what we could be expecting. Events that could move markets. So it kicks off very early on Monday. So we've actually got Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking on Sunday in the US. It works out to be about 20 minutes before the open here in the Asian market. So if he says anything slightly out of the normal or from anything we've seen, we could see some gapping on the open here in Asia. Not too much else on the macroeconomic calendar on Monday. Bear in mind, both the UK and the US are on holidays, so that will thin liquidity. And we do hear from German Bube President Joachim Nagel and ECB President Christine Lagarde during the day. That's about it. Not too much in the way of data that's really going to move markets. On to Tuesday, it's actually a similar story data-wise. Nothing out that's really tier one. Asian session looks fairly quiet. Not much coming out through the European session. We do hear from RBA Deputy Governor Hauser and Fed member Kashkari early in that UK session. During the New York session, we do have durable goods orders. So first US data of the week, but generally second tier. Also the CB consumer confidence data that's expected to come in at 87.1. Later in the day, we probably could move the markets a little bit more than the data. We do hear from German Bube President again, but Swiss National Bank Chairman Martin Schlegel is also speaking, as well as the Fed's Williams. So probably central bankers more likely to give us any catalyst to move market during that later session on Tuesday. Wednesday looks to be a much busier day. Certainly in the Asian session, it kicks off with a big Antipodean focus. First up, we've got Australian CPI data, big focus for the RBA and obviously Australian markets. That year-on-year number is expected to come in just 0.1% lower than the last time out at 2.3%, so keep an eye on that. But shortly after that, we swiftly move our focus across the Tasman to New Zealand and Wellington, where the RBNZ will announce their latest move in the official cash rate, expected to drop 25 basis points from 3.5% to 3.25%. If we get that, expect to see some volatility in the Kiwi around the policy statement, the rate statement, and then the press conference, which comes an hour later. We also do hear during that time from Fed members, Fed member Waller and MPC member Lombardelli. So that could move their respective markets during that Asian session. Then big gap really on the schedule. Nothing much coming out during the European session. New York Open sees the release of the Richmond Manufacturing Index. That's expected to come in at minus 9. But one of the highlights of the week, right towards the end of that New York session, the Federal Open Markets Committee meeting minutes will be released. So more in-depth information on the last meeting that we got from the Fed could see some movement in markets, and especially as we move into the thin liquidity on the Asian Open on Thursday. Thursday, a little bit of a mixed day. Not too much happening in the Asian session, apart from the follow-through from those Fed meeting minutes. In the European session, more bank holidays. So Switzerland, France and Germany are all off. That will obviously affect liquidity during that London Open. And then some key data once New York opens. US data, the prelim GDP, obviously a big focus for everyone, given the looking at tariff impact. That's expected to show a quarter-on-quarter number. A drop of 0.3%. The weekly unemployment claims are also at the same time. They're expected to come in at 229,000. And shortly after that, we have pending home sales expected to be month on month down 1%. The fun and games does not end just with the data, though. We hear from Fed members Goolsbee, Kugler and Daly, as well as Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey. He's speaking later in the day. And for those in oil and petro products, crude oil inventories out of the States are out. I'm just checking Andrew Bailey. He's speaking in Dublin, so it could be an interesting one from him. Certainly, sterling traders will be on their toes at that stage. It does come right towards the end of the session as well, so thinner liquidity there. Friday is actually probably one of the busier days in terms of data releases, with some key numbers out across all three trading sessions. Australian focus early in the Asian session with retail sales and building approvals number. That retail sales number month to month supposed to show, expected to show, I should say, a 0.3% increase. We move into the European session and some key inflation data out. German, Spanish and Italian CPI numbers. Germany generally has the upper hand on market influence there, especially for Euro traders. Across all the states, the states do report sort of separately, so it doesn't come out at the same time. But the number is expected to show a 0.1% increase. So a slowing in inflation in Germany. Last time out, we were 0.4%. Spanish flash CPI expected to come in at 2%, also slowing that down from 2.2% last time out. And then we hit what's probably the biggest data update of the week early in the New York session with core PCE price index. Obviously, the Fed's favoured inflation number. That's expected to show just a 0.1% increase month on month. Same time as that comes out, we also get Canadian GDP data. That's expected to show a 0.2% increase, having dropped 0.2% last time out. And then later in the day, we close out the trading day and week. Revised University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations data, and speeches from the Fed's Bostic and Goolsbee, which should see us into the weekend. Traders will also be aware over the course of the weekend, we get Chinese data, manufacturing PMI and non-manufacturing PMI. Any differences from the expected numbers of those could lead to the Monday open, the following Monday open, a little bit of gapping there. So busy week, plenty going on, a good mix of data, central bank updates, and then you throw in those holidays with a little bit of liquidity thrown in. We could see some big moves. Certainly in FX, we're looking to see if we're going to break out of recent ranges. The majority of the majors have been trading in fairly tight ranges. So big numbers one way or the other could move them, and certainly in the majors with any of that US data. And obviously cannot leave any update without the caveat that keep an eye on the news wise, geopolitical risks are still high, specifically with regard to trade and tariffs. So any updates there from the US side or from any other jurisdictions, expect that to move markets as well. Good luck with your trading, and thanks for tuning in. Cheers.